Well, we are definitely into the holiday time of year once again. And just before we got on air, we were just talking, and we said, wow, another year has gone by. But it's time for Christmas Angelicus in our area. And once again, we are pleased to welcome back to Robin Hood Radio. And that is the actually director of the senior choir of Guatemala. So that is Dr. Gabriel Lofau, the artistic director. And Gabriel, thanks for joining us again today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, once again, let's talk a little bit about your background for people that might have missed a previous interview that we've done, how you came to this stage and how all this formed.
Well, I'm the artistic director for Joyful Noise, which is the umbrella organization that hosts Chorus Angelicus. It's basically a vocal school, a choir school for children, and we are right here in Torrington in the northwest corner. And we have been around for many years. The school was founded by a wonderful composer and organist that at the time had been at St. John the Divine in New York City for many years, and that is Paul Halley. He founded the organization in 1990 or 1991, and we have been working hard, teaching children how to sing and put in classical music concerts together since then. And this is our 28th installment of Christmas Angelicus. It's five different Christmas concerts, all holiday theme with the beautiful choral music that spans several centuries of choral musical tradition, and in several locations across the Northwest. So I hope to see many familiar faces and not familiar faces, new people that might be new to the area and that might be looking for a good activity to spend an evening with family.
And what's great about, I've always said this, when I started videotaping church services years ago, I came out feeling better. I didn't really listen to the services I was videotaping. I mentioned it to the pastor, and he said, well, it's the chorus. When you hear the hymns and everything like that, it's meant to make you feel better.
There is no doubt about it. There's actually lots of research about the benefits of choral music as both a listener and as a singer within the group. And especially at this time of the year, we know Christmas is all about joy, but it's also all about stress. And there's a lot of emotional stress, and a lot of many times we need to disconnect. And I think we offer that to the audiences, to come and relax for 2 hours, to listen to readings. We have John McDonough, a well-seasoned actor from the area. He has been with us since the inception of this project. And John does a terrific job bringing all poetry and readings and recipes, and it's fun. At the same time, it's very reverent. And I think that is what makes Christmas Angelicus very different. We kind of model the service upon the Festival of Lessons and Carols from England, from King's College, but at the same time, we have the liberty to do more with it. So we are not we are lay organizations, so we don't have to stick to the absolutely religious format, and we can depart from it. And I think that is what gives the Christmas Angelicus show a different flavor to it. This year, we also we are happy to premiere a piece by a local composer from West Hartford, Rob Hugh. Rob Hugh is very well known in the choral world. He has written extensively for high school and middle school choirs, and he has created a beautiful piece. And this piece is based on a poem by Walt Whitman, and the poem is called When I Heard the Learned Astronomer. So it's based on this person that goes to a lecture, he gets bored, and then he goes outside and look at the stars and kind of gets the true meaning of life in nature, of course. And we are very happy to have this piece in the program this year. It's going to be a world premiere. So again, if you're a classical music lover, if you like choral music, and if you have been involved with the choral scene, you want to hear this premiere at the concert.
We are talking once again with the director of Chorus Angelicus in Gaudeamus, Dr. Gabriel Lofau, and we're talking about the Christmas Angelicus, which what I like about, I'll give the dates first of all so people know when they are, because there's a bunch of areas you can see it and all close to here. Friday, December 14th at 7:30 at St. Mitchell's Church in St. Michael's Church in Litchfield.
Yes.
Then we've got on Saturday, December 15th at 4 p.m., Collinsville Congregational in Collinsville. And then on Sunday, December 16th at 4 p.m., right here in our own immediate local area. That is the Salisbury Congregational Church, right in the center of Salisbury. Then back it up to Friday, December 21st at 7:30 at St. Patrick's St. Anthony Church in Hartford. And then on the 22nd, the final performance at 4 p.m. at Trinity Episcopal Church in Torrington. Now, how are tickets available for this, Gabriel?
I think the best way is, of course, to go online. I know that helps the organization. It helps the whole office aspect of the show, because that way they can keep track on the number of tickets. So go online to chorusangelicus.org. That's chorusangelicusalltogether.org. And the first thing that should pop in your screen is an option, a link to buying tickets for the Christmas Angelicus show. Thank you for giving the five locations. What makes this show part of a New England tradition, so to speak, is that people can choose from a variety of churches and chapels. They are all beautiful locations. They all have wonderful acoustics. They're very conducive to making this kind of music enjoyable. They also, a big component of the show is the organ, of course, the organ being the king of instruments, and so many wonderful gems for Christmas time have been written for the organ and the voice. And we have Vaughn Morin with us, most extraordinary player, and he just does a great job accompanying the groups and from the king of instruments. So thank you so much. I think we really want everyone to partake with us on this tradition of Christmas Angelicus.
Well, the great thing about Christmas Angelicus is that it is people, it will make anybody feel good and everybody will enjoy it. It doesn't matter if you're 5 years old to 95 years old, because it mixes the secular, the sacred, comic readings, and it all comes home to hit home, and it really is quite an incredible. I saw it years ago, and it really is very, very amazing. And I was always blown away by John McDonough, the narrator.
He has a special gift when it comes to the, especially the choice of poetry. There's a time in the concert that he resurrects an old recipe, but we're talking about medieval recipes, and he has a way of reading them and delivering them. And this year, actually, we have the Men of Gaudeamus, that's our tenors and basses, sing a medieval carol that is going to go kind of hand in hand with the recipe. Then we have the premiere of the piece by Rob Hugh, and then, of course, we invite the congregation to sing with. We invite the audience to stand up and join in the famous carols. So I think you got it right when you said it. These shows bring in something special. Is that, you know, the spirit of being all together in a room, sharing, and not everyone gets to sing, not only the choir, but we turn around and invite everyone in the audience. Come on, stand up and sing with us as well. So there's a special spirit that comes with that sensation, that feeling of everyone being part of the one sound.
Once again, Joyful Noise presents Christmas Angelicus, and I said I'll go over the dates once again. Friday, December 14th, St. Michael's Church in Litchfield at 7:30. Saturday, December 15th, 4 p.m., Collinsville Congregational Church in Collinsville. Sunday, December 16th, 4 p.m., Salisbury Congregational Church in Salisbury. On Friday, December 21st at 7:30, St. Patrick's St. Anthony Church in Hartford. And Saturday, December 22nd at 4 p.m., Trinity Episcopal Church in Torrington. If you want tickets, here's a very easy way to do it. Go to robinhoodradio.com, click on Demand, click on this interview about Christmas Angelicus, and you'll see a big poster. Click on that poster, and it will take you to where you can get tickets. Don't have to worry about spelling anything out or anything. Just go to this interview at robinhoodradio.com. Click on Demand. Click on Interviews. You go to this interview. Click on the big poster, and that'll take you right to get tickets. But if you want to go to their website, it's chorusangelicus.org. chorusangelicus.org.
Well, thank you for all that. That was absolutely wonderful, all the information you are giving out. And thank you for offering us the possibility to be there on your website. We might spice it up with a couple of links to our YouTube page so you can get a preview of previous year's Christmas Angelicus installments, and then you can get a taste of what the shows are about and the different kinds of acoustics that we experience. And I think that might excite people. And if they have any doubt on what we sound like, that could be a great way to familiarize themselves with us.
Gabriel, thanks for spending some time with us once again. And I look forward to conversing with you again next year.
Marshall, I'm the one who's grateful. Thank you so much for always giving us this space, and we can't wait to share with the people of the Northwest our music. Thank you so much, and Merry Season. Happy Christmas.